It's been a discouraging journey for an American pastor imprisoned in Turkey, but we finally have some good news to share. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You'll be getting the latest on Brunson's trial and how you can be praying in just a moment. And then thousands of people in Greece recently have lost homes or loved ones after a natural disaster. We'll tell you what's happening there in just a moment. But we're starting today in Turkey, where after 21 months in a Turkish prison and three court hearings, American pastor Andrew Brunson finally got some good news yesterday.
Andrew is being moved from prison to house arrest. So he is being allowed to go home and stay at home pending the outcome of his trial. So that is a huge, praise the Lord, a huge answer to prayer.
That's Todd Nettleton from the Voice of the Martyrs USA. He says the news comes a week after Brunson's last hearing, where members of his congregation testified against him. Now, that hearing ended with Brunson being sent back to prison and another hearing being scheduled for October. So there's still a long road ahead for Brunson. Would you continue to pray?
I think our first prayer is, thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers on behalf of Andrew Brunson. The second then is praying about the future. You know, this is one step. He is out of prison, released to house arrest. But this is not the dismissal of all these charges. He is still on trial in Turkey. There is still the potential of a 35-year prison sentence. So we definitely want to continue to pray that all charges will be dropped and that Andrew Brunson will be set completely free.
Next, every year, Greece has a dry season when the heat and the winds make wildfires almost inevitable. This year, though, those fires are raging out of control, and Greece is under a state of emergency. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says,
more than 3,500 homes have been affected, some hundreds of them completely destroyed, and it's just a tragedy. It's the biggest natural disaster in Greece since the 1950s, when there was an earthquake.
Right now, more than 80 have been confirmed dead, dozens injured, and thousands have been displaced.
In the immediate aftermath of the disaster, there is a lot of help available, but as time passes, that help slows down, and that's when we really need to step in and help individuals who have been hurt for the long term.
No one from AMG's team was directly affected by the fires, but they are still asking for your support.
We need to pray that God will give them strength, that God will give them wisdom on how to proceed to help everyone that really does need help, that they will have peace and emotionally that they will be renewed every day.
We've got more details about AMG's ministry in Greece at our website. So some people have a green thumb. I'm not one of them. Operation Mobilization's been working towards creating sustainable projects for both its workers and the folks it serves. One of these is the Hydroponic Sustainability Project, which OM funds through its Go Grow Planter. OM's Cindy Schinnebarger says the planter, which is designed to fit apartment balconies, is simple, easy to use, and effective. It might even turn a brown thumb green.
What we were able to do is create a very, very simple hydroponic, faster growing, no watering, all the things that people love, planter that there's nothing like it on the market.
The planter doesn't require any circulation or electricity, and it's available for purchase in the U.S. Still, how does that connect to the Hydroponic Sustainability Project?
The idea is we provide the technology, the training, and a sample.
And this technology enables nationals to build a business and feed their families while using local resources in the process. But
some of the fields are coming back and saying, we actually want to sell GoGrow. We don't want to do the primitive because we are in the middle of a city and there's all kinds of expats or there's all kinds of nationals that would love this same kind of thing for their balcony.
This creates a touch point for OM workers to be the hands and feet of Christ. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.